Thank you and welcome back. All right, let's get back to Chris Winward, Swift Trading, who was on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. His thoughts on what's going to be the biggest story moving livestock futures in 2026.
I think the big story really that partially got us where we are here is screwworm. And there was a lot of people banking on the fact that, you know, colder weather, maybe the first of the year, you know, that we're going to get that border open. And nobody's talking about it now.
Yeah.
You know, there's been no new developments saying, hey, we're going to wait 3 months, or it's just something that was on everybody's mind and now it's not. And I think it is an outlier there. Now, how much of an impact it actually has. I talked to a fund manager about what happens if screwworm gets here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Our initial reaction, based on, you know, we hear these cases that get close to the border and the market drops, or there's a, you know, there was a rumor came out of a small station in Missouri, yep. You know, that was in the U.S. It turned out not being correct, but it did have a reaction. And with the speed at which these rumors spread, you know, so we can infer from that that the general public thinks that that would cause cattle to tank. But I talked to this fund manager and he said, wouldn't that be bullish on the back end? How that plays out? But it's the only point I'm making here is just that it is exact opposite. And these are the people that are on the other sides of a lot of these trades. So that should be, that was an interesting takeaway from that, I guess. But so back to your question, the issue is something that is definitely still an outlier there. Broader market.
Yeah.
Again, the S&P hasn't made a new high. You know, I'm seeing some pullbacks here in Florida, mostly the real estate market, but that was inflated more than anywhere else. Less discretionary spending, more inflation. What does that do to beef demand? Beef and pork and chicken and fish were at the top of that that pyramid. So we still have to compete against other meats. You know, that is something that might be something to watch out for.
Thoughts from Chris Winward on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. He's a technical trader, too, and he was asked, are there any technical tools he relies on more than another?
And there's one that I use more than any of them, and that is VWAP. And so VWAP, volume-weighted average price, you know, will, you know, it'll give you an idea of what its goal is to find, accounting for volume, what the average price for the day is, right? So it has the actual VWAP number, and then it has a higher threshold and a lower threshold. And often on a 1 minute chart, you'll see it's, you know, it just trading VWAP, right? In between those two. So if you spend much time above the VWAP line and, you know, getting towards that top threshold, then it's usually a, you know, a day of strength. It takes, you know, on the daily chart or on the 1 minute chart, it takes an hour for it to start printing. And often you have that volatility in the beginning of the trade where it sets the parameters and then it can widen or narrow, you know, it can widen. But, you know, often when clients call and say, hey, I want to get short, but I don't want to do it here. That gives me, you know, an idea of saying, okay, well, we've been in the bottom range for the last 2 hours, but we explored the upper end of the bottom range 3 times so far. So if you want to get a better feel, this is where I would suggest we target. And you know, once I started using it, a lot of my clients started asking, hey, where's the VWAP at right now? You know, so it's been, you know, that it's, I believe it's gotten us better fills. I think it served us well and was definitely worth, you know, figuring out how it works. Cause there's certain days where there's no news. There's, you know, some price expanse is what happens in feeders, especially on thin volume, but it gives you an idea of where can I get better fills here and where can I get a better average.
Now that might be a new one for you. VWAP as a chart trading tool. Chris Winward from Swift Trading. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break. We'll be right back.